This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and congressional leaders reached no deal during a Tuesday meeting to resolve the impasse on the raising the federal debt limit. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakuswara reports.
President Joe Biden sought to calm global market jitters over the looming crisis weeks before the nation is at risk of defaulting on its obligations for the first time in history.
I made clear during our meeting that default is not an option. Repeated that time and again. America is not a deadbeat nation.
Biden met Tuesday afternoon with congressional leaders in a bid to resolve the months-long impasse to ensure the government can borrow more money to pay its bills. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, a Republican, refuses to raise the debt limit unless it's paired with spending cuts. The leaders are set for another meeting on Friday. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
And nearly 4 weeks into the war in Sudan broke out, there are no indications of warring factions have any intentions of negotiating an end as the fighting continues to rage on.
The head of the Rapid Support Forces, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, also known as Hemeti, said in a recent tweet post that he and the RSF are committed to democracy and the transition to a civilian-led government. Dagalo's counterpart in the army, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, had made no such pledge, though it's worth noting that Dagalo and Burhan cooperated to overthrow Sudan's joint civilian-military government in October 2021. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A New York jury has found Donald Trump liable for sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll in 1996. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani tells us more.
Carroll said the future president raped her in a Manhattan department store, which he denied. After deliberating just a few hours, the jury rejected that claim, but did find Trump liable for sexual abuse and defaming Carroll, and ordered him to pay her $5 million. It's a judgment that could haunt Trump as he seeks a White House return. While rejecting what he called a false accusation, Trump said on social media he was not allowed to speak or defend himself and would appeal the unconstitutional silencing no matter the outcome. Trump had actually rejected an invitation to testify and did not attend the trial. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The FBI, the U.S. top law enforcement agency, on Tuesday revealed it has neutralized a malware network used for two decades by Russia to spy in 50 countries. Details from VOA's Steve Herman in Washington.
Government cybersecurity officials in the United States say the snake was defanged by the FBI, describing the malware as the most sophisticated cyber espionage tool in the arsenal of Russia's intelligence services. It wormed its way for many years, authorities say, into computer systems of governments, research facilities, banks, news media, and other organizations around the world. The U.S. Justice Department says an operation codenamed Medusa disabled the malware on compromised computers through the use of an FBI-created tool that issued commands causing the snake to overwrite its own vital components. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A jury again finding former U.S. President Donald Trump liable for sexual abusing the advice columnist E. Jean Carroll in 1996. Nearly 3 months ago, Hyundai and Kia unveiled software that was designed to thwart an epidemic of thefts of their vehicles caused by security flaw that was exposed on TikTok and other social media sites. So far, it has not solved the problem. Across the country, thieves are still driving off with vehicles at an alarming rate. Data from seven U.S. cities gathered by the Associated Press shows that the number of Hyundai and Kia thefts is still growing despite the company's efforts to fix the glitch, which makes 8.3 million vehicles relatively easy targets for thieves. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.